Henry Garcia, or Henji as he's known within the hip-hop community, started off as a rapper with his brother Evilly in Brooklyn. When they were teenagers in the mid-80s, their family moved to Los Angeles in hopes of escaping gang violence. The new city opened doors to a young Henji. He became a DJ and went on tours with artists such as Ice-T and Ice Cube. Henji created the Latin Froze with his cousins, a band acknowledging their Afro-Latino heritage. They were among the first artists to rap in Spanish.
I started in the business with my brother Evilly in New York, and we performed and DJed and rapped and scratched. We were kind of the first in our class out here in Los Angeles. We were cutting and scratching and doing tricks. We brought that out to the West Coast. Listened to the radio, we heard there was a production company out there making noise in the urban part of Los Angeles that, you know, there was a rapper named Ice-T and he was rocking with Uncle Jam's Army. My brother and I got together, we created that more so gangster rap edge on music.
Ha, Henji, it's a bar as in lingual episode. Whomever thought that these Afro-Latinos can dominate the road of mixtapes and platinum and then some like JMJD and Run?
So prior to that, we did some songs ourselves called Brothers. It's kind of a movement, two brothers arguing on a song, you know, bilingual. We connected it and we went internationally and introduced hip hop to the world.
Together our shows make you say, yo soy haciendo ese música pa' mi gente. Si no te gustan, quítanse de enfrente. No pueden compararme con cualquier otro. Si no me respetas, hermano devoto. No busco peto, a veces a mí me buscan los celosos porque sus novias.
You know, I got Honduran parents. We're the first generation American. We happen to be the ones that show the path and we made it. A lot of friends of ours haven't made it past 18 because of the environment that we lived in before. In the West Coast, it's difficult to be a black Latino because there's not as much of us here than it is in Miami or in the East Coast. When we were rocking, you know, people didn't see a lot of black brothers speaking Spanish the way that we did. So it was hard to break through. The time we were coming through, we were talking about being slightly freaky, but we had to like watch our edge. You either go all the way in as a super freak or you go in as somebody that you can bring home to your mother. So we had to play the middle of that. We lived in hip hop. I can't say we learned. Hip hop's a culture. So we took our hip hop culture and applied it to the Spanish culture. So the ones that didn't like what we were doing couldn't say much because we were the leaders in hip hop in general in the West Coast. So we kind of blended in. And thank God we were talented at the same time. We had some nice music and, you know, it was cool.
And I can't stop, can't quit it. I'm on the hill with the Lamborghini alligator, custom kitted. And y'all just hate to admit it, cause you see how smooth we did it. Why you bullshit it? And now you wanna act committed after Hen and Den done did it, hoping that we split it.